This is Ian News from Plessid in association with Ben's Collectors Records and Guildford Dragon News. I'm here with assistant manager Bradley Graham after Guildford City drew 1-1 at Balham, who played at Tooting and Mitcham. On paper, should have won it, but I think we'll take the point.
Yeah, I agree. All credit to Balham, to be fair, come out in the first half and really come at us. We went and watched them midweek and they were unlucky not to get through in the cup on Tuesday night. So we knew what we was up against. We put out a team to do a job and unfortunately for us, I'm not one to get on the boys too much, but the first half performance is probably the reason we ain't won this game. We were in ourselves, we looked nervous at times, we weren't doing the things that we're good at, we weren't playing football like we usually do, and unfortunately, off the back of that, we've gone 1-0 up, but there's still holes about all over the pitch and we've not been ourselves in the first half, and then we've damaged limitation throughout the second half and get a point.
That's the most disappointing thing, to not be at the races, score that goal, but then literally within 2 minutes concede a stupid goal.
Yeah, I agree. Unfortunately, it felt like it was coming long before we even scored. First sort of 10 minutes they pinned us back and then got the goal that they rightfully deserved.
Second half, we were right at it, but Balham held out and it was 1-1 in the end.
Yeah, I think if you look at the chances, Jake Brown's had 3 in the second half. Manny's had a 1-on-1. We've had plenty of chances to go and to get more goals and maybe go and get 3 points, but ultimately Balham have done a job today. You can't take that away from them. We wasn't at it like we usually are, and like we thought we would be off the back of 2 strong performances and not getting the points. But as I've said to a couple of the boys, and I just said to Gaffer and Cornelius there, sometimes a point can be the monkey off your back and can be the start of a real good run. So let's hope that is the case for us.
As you say, I mean, it stopped the rot, and also there's a big game on Tuesday against Shearwater, against another fellow team that's down there.
Yeah, Shearwater will come. They'll come to play football. They're young. They always compete. We watched them earlier in the season at Jersey and they competed well there and done all the right things and played the right game on the day. So it'll be another tough game. It'll be another test for the lads, but it's on us to bounce back again, to dust off a little bit more positive coming out of a draw rather than a loss. And hopefully, fingers crossed, we can go and get 3 points there.
We talk about the next game, and it's a different pitch, 3G pitch, and so like today, how does that change your plans, if anything?
Probably suits our game a little bit more, to be fair. Everyone that's seen us, watched us and played against us knows we like to play ball, so 3G can always be a help, but then on the flip side, can always go against you at times when you feel like that's the game for us or that's the pitch for us, and it don't come out. So it's on us, we need to do our bit. The boys need to play their game, we need to go there prepared, and mentally prepared as well as physically prepared, and hopefully come away with 3 points.
Thanks for coming out, Brad.
Cheers, mate.